Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I can.
Hello, Bozilla here. Here we have a nice little show for you guys this evening. Well, this will be the third time I've had this gentleman on because I think his message, his statements need to be out there. I also have supposed to have Miss Candace on here, and also have my right hand, my Poe as I call her because she's so little. Poe, are you on?
I most certainly am, boss man.
Okay, boss man. Miss Candace will be coming on in a minute, and our guests will be coming on with her. So hopefully she'll be on here in a few minutes. Let's say it here, but give her about 5 minutes. The people I want to say, first thing I want to say is before we get going and get into this, because there won't be that time, much time to do a break, I want to say happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. This might be the last show until after Thanksgiving. It just depends on how things roll. I know my girl Poe has one coming up here pretty soon. Hopefully everybody who knows her asked her about it so you can check her out because she has some really good information that she does. She talks about art and everything like that. She also talks about the pipeline, just like I do. But check her out. She has some good information. She is pretty. She a bad girl on the art aspect. So, let's just talk about that here before our gentleman comes on. So, Poe, do you have anything you'd like to talk about on your next show coming up?
My next show is going to be I'm going to try and get her on here with Christy Wilson. We are going to talk about we both have a history of working with children and working with children with issues. And when I say issues, I mean everything from developmental issues all the way to emotional issues. A lot of times people think kids don't have stress. But when you've only been on Earth for about 5 years, your experience of what is stressful is a whole lot different than most people. So kids do have stress, and they handle stress differently. So we're going to talk about behaviors and we're also going to touch on mental health and specifically the black community because, well, shoot, we black. how mental health gets swept under the rug
exactly.
A source of shame, and it never gets dealt with.
That's so
it
true.
Never
it's
gets,
like we were saying before, especially in the African-American community, I know for a fact that if something is wrong with somebody, if somebody has a mental illness, just like you said, they're going to say, you know what, we just need to pray about it. They're not going to try to get you to a doctor. And that right there is adding more fuel to the fire because sometimes these kids, even adults, need that help. and then they end up going to jail, end up going going the wrong road, where you had a chance to stop it as a parent. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, God can beat everything. God defeats everything. But you know what? There's times that we have, that's why he made, God made doctors, made psychologists. That's why he made them, because he's that next step that he needs. That one step, he said, you do one step, he'll do the rest. There's your one step. Send him to the doctor. Get some help. You need to do that, because trust me, don't put the kid through that trauma. Yes, that's right. Try to go through that type of trauma. There's individuals now that are on there could have been helped, and I still think they can be helped. Poe has people in her system that she's dealing with right now that are too far out of control, and there's nothing they can do about it. Right there is part where the pipeline has completely taken over the parents, the grandparents, because they don't want nothing to do with it. They just want a check to take care of that kid. And see, that is, children are not for sale like that. You know, like prisoners, when we go to prison, we get paid to do stupid work. Like I got paid to pass out laundry detergent. I got paid to pass out laundry detergent. And I made
easy work.
$2 a day, something like that, and ended up getting paid $10 a month. And you see, and that's just slavery. That's modern day slavery. And that's another thing that I will be talking on this, and I'm going to get some more people on here that we're going to talk about the slavery aspect of people in prison. You know, everybody knows that. Everybody hears us talking about that. But this is one thing that we need to put a stop to, because these kids are going into prison because there's no people that are going to be our role models for these kids to look at. And the role models are, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you. The role models, 9 times out of 10, are the ones that are in the penitentiary that when they come out should join up to make a force together to help these young men and women to stop them, stop them now and say, hey, look, I was going the same way that you were going to, and I got 15 years. Stop these kids now. Show them. It's not what you see on TV. It's not all fun and glamour like it is with these rappers. These rappers try to make it look like it's all fun and glamour, but it's not glamour. No, it's not. I was in the institution for 22 months, and I was in these big giant penitentiaries. I wasn't in the penitentiary like this next gentleman is in. I was nowhere near that. I was in Madison Correctional, which is like, I would call it bubblegum camp, because it wasn't that bad. It was bad, parts of it, but it was not that bad. There are so many institutions out there that are terrible, and I'm not saying terrible as, you know, how they look and stuff like inside, but they're bad within crime. The city, like I said, it's a city within a city.
They're corrupting the soul, not the body, but the soul.
Exactly. I'll tell you, I really hope this information gets out there, because we need more gentlemen to come out the penitentiary. Like the gentleman who's going to hopefully come over tonight and talk, that he is, if he gets out, if he's one thing that we're fighting for him to get out. I just want to hear if he has had any more things going on that we need to talk about, or how we can help him to get out. I said, we've signed, we've talked, we've put things up there. It's all over Facebook. Everybody wants to talk about it. Everybody knows who he is. So we need to make sure that he gets out there. One thing I've tried to tell people is, people who are doing this type of stuff, we need to reach out to people who are big names, celebrities, who can come out and talk. You know, that's what we need. People like us. You know, we got a little voice. You know, don't get me wrong. Miss Candace has a voice. I'm beginning to have a voice. JD has a voice. We have voice on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that, Instagram. But we need voice that's going to be able people to see you coming down the street. Like, hey, that's you. I know who you are. Hey, look, I need your help. Can you help us do this? People are starting to come out to me for help. But here's the whole thing is, I can only do so much. I can't help everybody in the world, but I'm trying my darndest to help everybody I can help. But people need to understand one thing is that you can help also. You can help also. Like, help talk to your kids. Let's stop it before it even gets started. Talk to your kids. Sit down with your kid and find out what's going on. What happened to school today? Why did you get a bad grade?
And take them seriously.
Take them seriously, because most likely when a kid tells you something, they're not lying right off the bat. They're telling you what happened. And some kids are scared to talk to your parents. You can't scare our kids that bad that they don't want to talk to us. And Poe, she has a child right now, and she talks to him, but she also gets in that butt if he does something crazy. But here's the thing. He knows. He knows how who to push and how not to how long to push her. Because he knows that she'll go to definitely discipline. And you know what? And there's nothing wrong with it. Even if he has special needs or not, he still has to get dealt with just like any other kid. Because they do the same
yes.
thing that other kids do.
And he's autistic with apraxia, which basically means he's nonverbal. He doesn't speak. But he knows. And I still talk to him. I still ask him how his day was. And I still listen. Just because a kid cannot talk doesn't mean they don't have something to say.
And that's so true. You know, and that's the thing a lot of parents need to understand, that if your kids are telling you something, just watch them. If they're watching something on TV or they're writing something or coloring something, look at it. Because you've told me a lot about that, Poe, that different colors mean different behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of things. That's one thing you can explain better than I can. You know, tell people what the different colors mean if you have a child right now, or, you know, a child or somebody who's coloring. Listen to what colors cause problems. What do you think could be?
Exactly. If you have a child that is normally making rainbows and unicorns and everything's pink and bright and red and yellows and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden they want to start coloring everything browns and blacks and darks and things like that, and even their brush stroke or their crayon stroke is gotten hard and jagged or something, 9 times out of 10 they are trying to work some stuff out, and it is up to us as parents to notice these things. This is your child. This is a child that you birthed. You should know your child.
Hey, Poe.
Yeah.
Miss Candace is trying to get in. She can't get in because she said we got full house. You want to step out for a second and bring her in?
I most certainly can. I will step out and I will bring her in, okay?
All right.
See you later, boss man.
See you later. Okay, Miss Candace, if you're there, try to get in now. But I want to thank everybody who's tuned in. They said we have a full house, and that's great. Like I said, I need sponsors. I'm gonna say that. I hate to do that on here, but I need sponsors so I can raise my time from 15 minutes from half an hour to an hour, so we can have longer to talk and more things to talk about for everybody who can come in and get a show. Because I want to help more people that I can. You know, I got 2 or 3 shows getting get booked up, and I'll do more. If you have a loved one who's inside the walls, or you were inside the walls, and you want to come out and talk, hit me up, hit Daniel Andrews up, and we will get it together. We're on Facebook. Daniel Andrews on Facebook is Stephen Bobo, S-T-E-V-E-N Bobo. I'm on Facebook. Hit us up, and we will definitely get you onto a show. Right now, I want to get Miss Candace on here with the gentleman that's going to come in. We only got 15 minutes for her because we were booked up. I didn't know that many people were in the house. I want to say hello to everybody who's out there listening. I want to say thank you for tuning in for the Bozilla Show. Right now, we're waiting for Ms. Candace to come in with her guest. You know, the gentleman who was on here last time. But he has some more stuff to talk about. I want to give him some more time because he deserves that, because the stuff he's gone through is disrespectful, and he needs to be heard again and again and again and again to the time he walks off the walls. So everybody knows that this man did not do what they say he did. You know, as he already told you, so, you know, there's some things that he's done. He said, but he didn't do that. And I agree with him 100%. He needs to come out and say whatever it's on his mind, because these people locking people up just for like it's for fun. It's not for fun getting locked up. Trust me, I've been locked up. I don't want to do that stuff. I don't want to do stuff for free. You know, that's not what it is. You know, if you do something wrong, then we sometimes you have to do the crime, you pay the time. But my thing is this: if you didn't do it, there's no possible way that you need to lock a man up for that. You lock a man up for that because you got feelings for something, or you mad at him. Come on, for real, you're gonna get mad at that man because you're gonna do something to that man because you mad at him. Get up out of here with that, man. That's bull. Right now, life is too short. People need to understand that life is not easy out here. You know, financially, the world is messed up. You know, I don't ever talk politics, but we have a person right now that's in the White House that's not the right person that needs to be in the White House. You know, I'm not going to say no name because everybody knows who it is. Because if you say his name, sometimes you get kicked off of things. You know, right now my platform is about helping people. But he right there is one of the major problems I've seen. I've seen so much discrimination, racism going on in this world. But the racism is up 100% now because of one person that's there. And because they make it seem like it's okay to say certain things to minorities. And that's not blacks. That's just not Mexican. That's homosexuals. That's whatever. That people feel that's okay because he says it's okay. And guess what? It's not okay. You know, like I told everybody before, I'm getting ready to get a T-shirt. Said, don't let your president get your butt whooped. But there's another word than butt it says. But I'm going to let you know, don't do that. You need to stop it. For real, people, we need to come together as one big unit because we need to help people who need the help. These gentlemen and ladies are in penitentiary. These children who's in the pipeline who are just falling to our wayside. We just saw a kid go to school with a gun and shoot some people not too long ago. Last week, I think it was. You know, and that's just completely crazy. You know, I have never seen this much violence in school. When I was going to school, I came out in the 1990s. 1990 is when I graduated. I never saw that. Only thing you worried about was getting beat up, getting jumped. And it was all usually one-on-one or two-on-one, which is not even better, but one-on-one usually. And you never seen nobody get shot. Well, they were shoot. I know they'll take that back. People did get shot. But it wasn't like this. Kids didn't walk up and people didn't walk up in your school and open fire. You know, that's just ridiculous. You know, kids nowadays, they have too much stress on them as it is. They don't know what's going on at home. Sometimes mommy and daddy are not together. They're apart. Daddy's in prison. Mommy's in prison. You know, we don't know where we'll get our next meal from because nobody's working. We're not getting fed. Then you got grandma raising the kids because mommy's out in the club and daddy's in jail and stuff like that. Or mommy's on the pipe or mommy's in jail. And so grandma's raising a child. Grandma's 65 and she's raising a child. You can't do that. Grandma already raised her kids. Let grandma be grandma. Spoil the grandbabies and put them back to mama when she's done. Spoil them. So my thing is, like I said, guys, this right now is a time in this country that we need to come together and speak and speak and speak. We need to speak because people, somebody's not listening to us. Some people are not listening to us, and that's the people who are in that government. They're not listening to us. Right now, we can't do it by ourselves. We need them. We need certain people in higher up spaces in politics to come together and say, look, these young people here are talking. You know, they're more than welcome to put me on the market with them. I'll say whatever's on my mind because I'm not scared to say it. Because what's the worst thing you can do with me? Cut me off? There's nothing you can do to me right now. It's cut me off. But you know what? Understand this. People will listen. If you're talking right, people will listen. And if you're talking about the right stuff, they will listen. But my whole thing is, guys, please understand me. I'm not trying to tell you what to do with anything. But join us. Join Miss Candace. Join me. Join all the people on Facebook who have these fighting groups. And I'm talking about prison fighting groups for standing up for the prisoners, standing up for the minorities, standing up for the gays and lesbians, standing up for them. Like I said, I got people who are homosexual, and I don't care. We're friends. I grew up with them. Don't mean that I'm one just because I like them. Come on now. Let's just keep it real. People understand one thing, that there is just life is too short. And I used to tell the prisoners when I was a CO, you know, all of us like to, we're only one step short of going to the penitentiary, and damn if I didn't find it. I found that step and tripped over and fell right into the penitentiary. Like I said, people need to understand that. Nobody's perfect. The last person who was perfect, they put him on a cross and crucified him. So there's nobody else that's perfect. Nobody else is perfect whatsoever. You need to understand that these people here, my friends, my family, they're inside them walls. And I call them my family, my friends, because I was there. And I'm not going to turn my back on them just because I'm out. I ain't forgot where I came from. I came from the inner city of Dayton, Ohio, and Springfield, Ohio. I came from the inner city. I know about that. I know about eating grilled cheese sandwiches. I know about that. I know about being in the penitentiary eating a break. I know about that. I know about drinking a Foxy. I know about that. So, you know what I'm saying? I know about those type of things. But people, you need to understand, those days right there for us or who've been in an institution, you know, those are learning experiences. Because, damn it, if I get hungry, I know how to open up a can of tuna and put on some Roman noodles, and there I go. I got some cheese. There I go. Put it in the microwave and make him cook it. There's my break. I got it. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised what guys in prison know how to do. Know what, how to feed themselves. Because you know what? They need to understand. We're not scared. These young kids are not scared. People like us going to the penitentiary, I'm glad I got out now, because I'll tell you what, these young kids are going to the penitentiary now. They don't care about the code of honor. And yes, believe there is a code of honor in penitentiary. And usually the ones that get code of honor, usually the ones that come in there, think they bad, they get beat up, or they get killed, or they get raped. It's one of the two. You know, you better not come in there and think you're one thing, because it's not going to happen. But I'll tell you what, guys, I want to say thank you for everything that's coming. For people who come on here and listen, I do appreciate you all so much. Huh? Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right, man, all right. Thank God. What's going on, guys? What's going on, sir?
Oh, not too much, man. I apologize, man.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
As soon as it was time for me to call in, the phone started messing up in here.
Brother, babe, you know what? I understand. I've been there, done that. I understand what you're saying. Man, you got, because my time's only got, you got only about 10 minutes left. You got 8 minutes, 24 seconds left. I said we got 8 minutes, 24 seconds left on this show, because that's all the time I got left. But I tell you what, man, you go ahead and say what you need to say, and we'll do it again next week, right? Because it'll be Thanksgiving, but we'll do it the week after that.
Okay.
It sounds
real blurry. I couldn't even understand what you're saying.
Okay, I get it. If you can hear me now, then we'll probably have to reboot. Rebook you for not this next week. Next week is Thanksgiving. The week after next, and we'll get you on there. Because, like I said, that's not your fault, because your phones are messed up. Because you know how them phones are. I know how the phones are. I get it. But
yeah,
anything new that you want to say? Anything new you want to say? What's happened so far?
Well, I'm still waiting right now. They have until Monday to respond to the federal habe that I have in, and once they respond Monday, if they respond, then I have 21 days after that to respond to that. But like I was telling Candace, I already have 90% of it done, so I'm not going to need the 21 days. It's probably going to take me just a couple of days to have that sent in and respond to whatever it is their opposition is. I have to, you know. But, I mean, and then from there, a judge is going to take the case and, you know, and they're going to go from there.
Okay.
So,
man, I wish you nothing but the best,
so,
man, because you need it, dude. You need it for real, because that's some bull crap what you got going on over there. That's crazy.
I'm sure that, you know, I mean, they've been knowing this for years, you know, and I mean, for me to have to, for this to come out and, you know, for them to been knowing what's going on, for me to have to, like, fight my way out, man, you know, it's unreal. You know, I literally have to fight my way out of prison when it's a clear-cut, obvious, wrongful conviction. You know, so, I mean, it's just crazy. But, it's about money, man. You know, I was talking to somebody about somebody was telling me that you was in the prison pipeline. You had something to do with that. And I'm in a class where Ohio State students come up here and we do the prisoner pipeline thing, and one of the people in the class had asked me, did I think that, I might have told you this before, but one of the people had asked me, did I think that there was a cure for the prison pipeline? And I told the girl, I said, no, it's not a cure because they're making too much money.
It's never going to be a cure
because they're making too much money. You got a company coming in here named Aramark that's serving us food that's making $14 to $16 million a year, and they just took over all the fundraisers in the penitentiary. So they serve us bad food, sell us good food, and in between the time of us eating the bad food and getting to the good food, they put the vending.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional
facility
and may be recorded and monitored.
They put the vending machines in, and they overpriced the food in the vending machines.
It's a money thing.
Yeah. They selling us 15-inch flat-screen TVs for $220.
Mm.
Those things cost, like, from what I understand, I was showing the students, and they was, like, blown away by it. Because they was like saying that stuff costs $30 or $40 out here.
It does.
You know, he's right.
They're right.
Yeah, and we can't get the TVs nowhere else but through these vending companies. So you know, so are people going to buy them? You know, to make sure we are right in here. You know, and these TVs ain't even designed to last over a year.
Right.
I mean, So somebody's pockets are getting lined, and you know, like, and that's why it's a lot of people in power that don't want the prison pipeline. They don't want that to change, to ever change. They don't ever want to want people to stop coming to prison. They don't ever want that to stop. And something that I keep saying to people. Bo, I keep saying I don't understand why the victims of crime out there are not, like, going through the roof about this, because you got a guy that victimized your family member, and he comes to prison during 20 years, and he's putting money in somebody else's pocket, but the victim of that crime is not getting a dime out of it. And if it's not all about money, then get a victim of crime 50% of what you're making off each one of these inmates. Get a victim of crime 50% of what you're making.
With these vending companies and
these fundraisers and all of that, get a victim 50% of what you're making off of us.
Right. I remember when I was in there and the fundraisers and stuff like that, it was high, but like you said, I've heard it's higher now because I remember we had the Dunkin' Donuts, the pizza, Domino's, and all that type of stuff, and the McDonald's and stuff like that. But I like, good Lord, and I heard about how much they charge for the fundraiser. That's Monterey's. It's pimping. That's exactly what it's pimping.
Yeah.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
And like I was saying, our families, they gonna buy the stuff for us because they don't want us to be the ones left out in the crowd. So they basically pimping our families through us.
Yes, they are. Because I'm there. All right, man. We got 90 seconds, man. They're gonna shut me down in 90 seconds. So anything you wanna say real quick before you go?
No, hey, I just want to thank you, man. I want to thank you for being willing to put this platform on, man. And you know, and whenever, and thank Candace, and whenever you ready to do this again, man, I'm ready.
I got you. I'll let Candace know. Like I said, most likely be after, because Thanksgiving is next week, so be after that. It'll be after that.
Okay. All right, that'll work.
I
wanted to tell my family thank you because they've been supporting me heavy, man. You know, and I want to say thank you to them as well, and I love them all.
God bless your family, man. Don't forget your family. No problem, sir. But like I said, man, it'll be after Thanksgiving. We'll do another show. We'll make sure we get everything right. We had everything right. Make sure, because it's not your fault because of the phones. But like I said, you'll be back on, man. I'll let Candace know when we're going to do another one, man.
Okay, Okay, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, bro. I mean, just keep your head up, man. Stay safe. Happy Thanksgiving to you, even though it must not, you don't feel like Thanksgiving when you're in there, but still happy Thanksgiving,
yeah,
man. Got 10 seconds left, man. Keep your head up, man.
Happy
10 seconds left, I gotta go. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Take care,
all right, bro.
Man.
All right. You too, man.
All right.
Be safe.
All right.
All right.